Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply.
Hi, Donald. How are you? How's the new house coming?
It's coming along. The power is back on. It was off for a bit. The gas is off right now because it's the area that had to be fixed is now being inspected. So things are being turned on and off. And you know what I realized when I listen to the podcast is that I yell way too much.
Yeah, you yell a lot. You do yell a lot.
Try and tone that down.
I assume it's because you've had just exhaled a big mouthful of God's lettuce and you're not fully.
Yeah, but usually that calms you down and makes it so.
No, but it makes you more excited, I think.
I think it's because of the name of the weed. Like, you shouldn't buy weed that's called Green Crack or.
Yeah, or yells a lot.
Or charged, or charged. You want to get weed that's more, you know, that the name of the weed should sound like headband, or you know,
or yoga mat.
Yoga mat. I want some of that weed, yoga mat.
Yeah, I worry that the kind of weed you're getting is having the wrong effect.
Oh, but I'm giving it up. We had this conversation.
Oh, really?
You've said this.
Listeners will know that you've said this before. Are you really, really going
to
commit?
I mean it this time because once again,
don't lie to our listeners. You'd be lying to a lot of people.
You know how it is. I used to be a fucking asshole and work stoned, and yeah. I don't like to do that anymore. I like the way my face looks when I don't. I like it when my face looks fresh.
Right. Now I would say you have. Less wrinkles than I do, and you're older than me.
By only a year, Zach. A year and a couple of months.
I know, but I think you have nice skin, but you're saying that you feel that the weed is affecting and making you age? Is that what you're saying?
It gives me that dried out look, you know what I mean? And you always want to feel like you just drank a glass of water. You want that look, you know what I mean? That,
yeah,
where your skin is like supple.
I'm on a no booze kick. Oh, yeah. I'm going to see how long I can go in the spirit of what you're saying. We both have a challenge. Let's go for it.
I'm fucking with you, dude. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm fucking with you.
I'm fucking with you. Sounds like
not
you're
like
kidding.
I'm fucking.
You don't mean that you're kidding.
Like,
you mean like I'm ready to fuck with you on this like, project.
I fucks with you is what I should say.
You fucks with me.
With you.
Now, just so I'm clear you, on my expressions, that means you too want to go for a certain amount of time with not imbibing or ganja.
I fucks with your steez is pretty much what I'm
wow.
saying.
Wow, I'm going to write that down. Am I allowed to say that? Is that AB speak or am I allowed to say I fucks with you?
You could totally say I fucks with you.
I'll say that, yeah.
Joelle would know better than you. You don't know what I'm saying.
There's no way anyone would get pissed off at you if they was like, yo, I'm trying to get this money, and you went, I fucks with you.
Okay. Well, I trust Joelle better than you. She's late. When she gets here, we'll ask her if I'm allowed to say I fucks
with you. I'm just saying I fucks with you is universal. All sorry. Right. Fucks with you is universal.
I'm proud of you. I know a lot of people that are everyday ganja smokers, and it's challenging to give up. So I support you, and I'm happy for you. I wanted to recommend a show that I'm really loving called 000. Have you heard of that, guys?
No.
Josh Radin is staying with me, and he recommended it. It's a really interesting show. It's from 2020. It's on Amazon Prime, and it follows the drug trade, how a giant shipment of cocaine goes from Mexico to Italy. America is not a character in this, but it's just about the buyers and the dealers, and it's almost like a The Wire kind of storytelling, but really, really, really good. And it's just one season, and I highly recommend it. That's my recommendation of the week.
Is it fiction or nonfiction?
It's fiction. It's scripted. It's incredibly shot. I mean, it looks like they spent a fortune on it. It's got the scale of a big ass, like, Bourne Identity movie. but it's really, really well done. Daniel and or Donald, are you going to play the new Star Wars game? I saw a billboard for it.
Oh, yes. I think it's a Jedi Survivor, I believe it's called, or Jedi Outcast.
I saw that someone was bragging that you're going to be able to cut people in half.
Bull crap.
That's what they said. They said, believe it or not, I don't know if there'll be blood, quote unquote, but
the lightsaber cauterizes the wound.
You're going to be able to lightsaber people in half, Donald. I thought that might be attractive to you.
I'm definitely going to play this game if you can lightsaber people in half. Is it open world, though? Is it? That's the question.
Daniel, you're our video game expert. Is it open world?
I know there's a track. It's a track. It's a track, isn't it?
It's a little, you know, you're going from level to level versus one big open world. But I think in a market that is oversaturated with open world style games, I like that Star Wars is going with this model of letting you play through a story rather than having to kind of choose your own adventure in a big open space. I think that plays into the Star Wars narrative nicely.
I would personally
love it if Star Wars created another open world game for like the Xbox and or PlayStation, because they've never done that. It's all been track oriented. On PC, there have been several games that are open world, but on Xbox and on PlayStation, there's never been an open world game where you can, like a GTA type situation.
Sure, I hear that.
Or, you know what I mean? And that is missing from Star Wars.
Okay.
It really is. I feel like that is the from Star Wars video gaming, I feel like that is the one thing that would really separate it from, if you could make a Star Wars GTA, holy cow, where you can do anything.
One game smuggler,
sold. One game.
Developers, Donald's buying for sure.
No, I'm saying for those developers who may work for Lucasfilms, you've definitely got one game sold with Donald Faison if you do a GTA-style Star Wars.
Imagine if you could steal a speeder. Imagine if you could steal a starship. Imagine if you could buy a starship and actually go on missions in space with your starship and jump out of your starship.
Or kidnap Grogu.
Ooh.
That would be awesome. Imagine if you could kidnap Grogu and now you got Din Djarin chasing after you across the galaxy.
What else can we talk about? What other fun things have happened? Have you seen the canals in Venice, Italy? They're empty.
What?
Yeah, I empty. Thought, weren't there just dolphins in the canals in Italy?
I don't know, but in the spirit
I'm
of it snowing.
I'm sorry.
It's your thing. You haven't given up the weed yet. In the spirit of it's snowing in California, in L.A., there's no water. Google image it. There's no water in the Venice canals. I don't know about all of them, but the what do they call those boats? The gondolas. They're just sitting on the soil.
Yeah,
it's not soil. It's freaking mud.
Well, soil is mud, Donald.
A long low tide dries up Venice's smaller canals. Wow, look at that. That's wild.
Yeah, that's a little topic of the day. Donald and I may be in a social environment this weekend with Harrison Ford, and I was thinking you might want to practice with me. We could role play that I'm Harrison Ford, so you don't embarrass yourself or say something dumb. I thought we could, for the audience, do a little role play so you can practice. Yes, I'm going to be Harrison Ford.
Hey, Harrison, I don't know if you remember me, Donald Faison.
Yes, I know who you are. I listen to Fake Doctors, Real Friends. It's a very good podcast. You're funny.
Oh, thank you so much. I truly...
that episode where you talked about fucking your wife on the floor, I laughed a lot.
Harrison.
Yeah.
You listened to fake doctors like that. You heard the story about me fucking my wife.
Yeah, it's a great story, and your wife's very funny. And you know, when you guys ended up, and I'm sorry to hear about the fight, but when you ended up fucking on the floor, I said to Kalissa, you know, we should try that sometime.
So I just want you to know, like my whole career, I've copied your style. You're saying you're copying my style
yes,
now, Harrison?
Yes, I listen to the podcast, so I know that you're a fan. I want to copy your. Let's just put it this way: I fucks with you, Donald. I fucks with you.
I think you handled yourself well. So if you could just hold it together like that, you'll be great.
Can I be like, can I ask him to like, would you like to smoke some weed?
Sure. I think you can do anything. I think you should stay pretty chill with the fan stuff. Cause if you go too fandom, he's going to be like, oh, I'm not dealing with a contemporary actor, a friend of mine.
So
I
should never be like, when you pulled out the bullwhip in
Raiders.
No, in Temple of Doom, because you didn't have your gun.
Right. Yeah. I don't need to finish this sentence. The answer is no.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay.
Because cool. I think personally he's going to switch from, oh, this gentleman's a fan, which is great, but I'm not going to like chill with him on the couch and get to know him because I don't want to say anything wrong. Whereas if you go like, hey, man, as simple as like, I'm a big fan. It's cool to hang out with you. Then you're more likely to have an authentic experience with them. That's my two cents.
So no doing the Lando Calrissian thing that I did, that we did in Scrubs.
Yeah, don't do the thing in Scrubs where you go, Han fucking Solo.
Don't do that. No. You just sounded like the dude from Family Guy, the old man. Han fucking Solo. Get your sexy ass over.
But see, we practiced. The audience heard us practice, and now that we've gone through it, it's always good to sort of rehearse these things. And now you're ready.
You know, it doesn't always go as rehearsed.
Well, you have to come up with all the scenarios that could possibly happen.
What if he says, you know, I want to? He's never going to say this, but what if he said, I want to talk Star Wars?
Yeah, okay, let's practice that scenario. Ready?
All right, here we go. Ready, let's go.
Introduce yourself. Start.
You are the best, buddy. You are the best buddy.
Well, I want
ever.
You to be prepared for all
you
scenarios.
Are the best buddy for this.
All right, go ahead. All right, you walk
hey,
in.
Hey, holy shit. Hey, man, Donald, I don't know if you remember Donald Faison.
Of course I remember you. I loved Clueless. Clueless got me through a lot of hard times. Listen, this party sucks. Do you want to go smoke a blunt in the backyard and talk about all things Star Wars? I've got three hours.
That's my head exploding.
Listen, I only have 3 hours, but I don't want you to change the subject from Star Wars, okay? I want to go deep. I want to talk about that shit that only geeks like you know about, okay?
Oh, I can't do it right now. So this is, oh my God, this would
listen,
be the best.
stop squealing and spark that fucking blunt. Okay.
I would fail.
Your dream.
That would be my dream. And I, not only is it my dream, it would be the best day ever, right? But just rehearsing it with you, yeah. I already know I failed.
All right. Well, anyway, you're good. You're ready for either scenario. All right. Count us in, my friend.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's a story.
This is my saving grace, everybody. It was aired on January 13th, 2009. It was written by Janae Bakken.
I'm going to be honest with you. I did not like this episode at all.
I know. You're not in it. And I don't like
not
episodes without
Turk.
You either.
Not enough
well, there's
Turk.
No, there's literally no Turk.
Yeah.
But don't worry, buddy. Turk. We're going to get to episodes without me. They occur. But
yeah, I don't know about it. I don't know if I'm going to like that show either.
Well, I definitely thought this was not as funny because you bring a lot of humor to the show. I don't think I laughed out loud.
I laughed
only,
out loud.
Only when
I
Neil
laughed out, I laughed at okay.
At Neil.
Yeah.
Neil, it feels like this is one of the episodes where Bill just told Neil, like, just say whatever the fuck you want to say.
Oh my gosh.
Because dude, Neil goes off on this episode.
When he goes, he got shivved with the shank, then he got shanked with the shiv. Oh my God. He got shivved with the shank. And then they shanked him with the shiv. Yeah. That shit happened.
They even show it as a blooper at the end. Like, but he must have gone on for like, really just, Bill probably just said like, I don't know, dude. Just riff.
Johnny, I thought I saw him. Johnny.
Johnny. Johnny. It was like Brando. Stella.
I could have been somebody. I could have been a contender. That was hilarious. That shit. Oh man. I laughed out loud at that. I laughed out loud at...
Hold on. Let's go through it. So I said directed by Spiller. Did I say that? Legendary Michael Spiller directed this one.
Spiller in the house.
Okay, so Maddox. We start off and Maddox is everywhere. This is Courtney Cox's last episode. So the character of Maddox is really annoying us. And she's not allowing any wiggle room. She's being the nightmare, what is her position called? Chief of medicine. She's being a nightmare. Whereas Kelso would allow a little wiggle room and look the other way a few times. She's just like, get that patient out of here. Move this one here. Micromanaging everywhere. And she's so handcuffing the staff that they just don't feel free at all to be able to treat their patients. She's driving everyone insane.
Actually, everybody dislikes her, which kind of sucks, especially when she seems to be a nice person, but she's playing a different game than everybody else. Everybody else plays the game that Sacred Heart has always played, and that's, you pretend not to see what we're doing, and we'll go ahead and save these people. She's playing the game of, no, if they don't have that insurance, they're out, and there's no wiggle room in between. You're absolutely right.
She's very hardcore, and she also is, I'm sure people listening, and you guys have people in your life that present as smiley and kind and beautiful, and then little do you know how fucking nefarious and evil they are behind that facade.
Yeah. I mean, at one point, she's even inside a patient's guts. Yeah. Like, that's how...
That was funny. She's giving... JD has a fantasy where she's literally inside of a patient, and there's, like, intestines lying on her head. Johan is the guy who works at the gift shop, and we learn that Elliot has been stealing candy. She thinks it's free, but it comes out that he's from Estonia.
Yes.
And he has asked her in the past if she's comfortable around oxen. Because he plans on bringing her back to Estonia as his wife.
Yes. But truth be told, all the women flirt with him at the hospital for candy.
Yeah, but Elliot, I mean, I got a little.
Yeah, I got a little. I got a little,
I got a little turned on, times. I got to say.
Both times. You could say it. I got a little movement both times.
I got to shift. Both times. I got to say, there was some shifting when Elliot says, I wouldn't. What did she say? She says,
I wouldn't know what to do with that lollipop.
I wouldn't know whether to lick it or hike up my skirt and spank myself with it. And then she bites her lip.
Yeah.
That was effective. That was effective for me.
And then Jordan at the end, pushing her boobs together and shaking them.
Yeah. And both women really brought the naughty.
The sexy.
Yeah, but Sarah really leaned into it. I mean, she was.
I feel like they both did.
Well, they both did, but Sarah's talk was a smidgen dirtier.
Ooh, you like the dirty talk. He like the dirty talk.
Why are they selling giant lollipops at the hospital gift shop? I guess they just do. I guess maybe it's a present you can bring someone. Here's a giant lollipop.
I think she said that to him before.
Why does she want a giant lollipop? She's going to walk around as a doctor in the hospital licking a giant lollipop?
Or maybe she's... This is Elliot, remember? This is Elliot. She did have sex with another man in a box.
That's true. She's kinky. She has lots of kinks she's into.
What did they do? She was in one box and he was in another box.
Yes.
And they were having sex with each other.
I remember that their sex involved pleasuring themselves in separate cardboard boxes and dirty talking through the boxes.
I think that's what it was. Something like that.
I love this is owned by the Disney Corporation.
So who knows what Elliot's going to do with that lollipop?
Right. Well, she says that she's going to spank herself with it. She's going to hike up her skirt and spank herself with it.
She doesn't know that, you know. Remember that song? Lick like a lollipop.
Hell yeah.
Lick like a lolly. Shorty want a thug.
Oh, I like that song. Shorty wants a thug.
Bottles in the club.
Bottles full of dub.
Something like that.
Shorty want a hump. You know what? I like to tug.
My lovely lady lumps.
Yeah. Shorty want a thug.
And then Donald and I change it to Shorty wants a hug. Bottles in the club.
Shorty want a hug.
Who is that?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Oh, sorry.
Wheezy F.
Don't forget the F, baby.
I like that song. Shorty wants a hug.
Don't Bottles forget the baby. You don't forget the baby, right? It's Wheezy F, baby.
Baby. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the baby.
By the way, did you see that thing I sent you guys on the chat that Rihanna is the richest musician?
Oh, yeah. That's wild.
She's pushing Fenty.
Huge. Yeah,
that Fenty
huge.
Man. That Fenty.
Well, I don't know what Fenty is, but I was just surprised that
and stuff.
She's richer than Jay-Z and Taylor Swift. I mean, this is, of course, according to the internet, so who the fuck knows if it's accurate. But I didn't know that Rihanna, according to this chart, was the richest musician.
Rihanna goes on vacation and doesn't worry about what and where.
Well, I think everyone on the list probably has the same
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's listen.
Rihanna's yacht has a yacht.
Yeah. Rihanna's yacht gave birth to a yacht.
Yeah.
Rihanna's so rich, she has a yacht that got pregnant and gave birth to another yacht.
You know, some of those yachts are so big that they have like a service yacht that just follows it. And it's got like, it's another nice yacht, but it just carries like toys and stuff. Rihanna probably has that.
And then it docks inside of the other yacht.
You love docking inside of things.
I do love a good docking.
All right, back to the show. Katie is the young intern who is butt kissing and she's doing it
lying
to get ahead, but she's also a liar. Carla catches her lying. She claims that she put a central line into a patient, but she's given it to someone else to do. And she's also not being a team player or getting the spirit of this hospital at all. She's really just being not being a team player. She's off on her own. She's talking down to Carla. She's like, you're not allowed to talk to me like that. You're just a nurse. And Carla's like, whoa. Intervention time.
Yeah. You know, it's only a matter of time before Katie's on her way out. And that's what Carla is trying to tell her. Look, I get it. You're young. And I'm sure she's run into so many other people. And this is a sink or swim hospital, right? So she's run into so many other people that are like this young lady. And she even said it's seen it, you know.
Yep. Yeah. One thing we know is real from doctors and nurses is that nurses run the hospital. And so this woman, this young cocky intern, isn't going to last very long if she's disrespecting the nurses like that.
It's really interesting that I'm skipping ahead, but you know, her fallback in the intervention is, you don't know me. You know what I mean? And you don't know what I've been through. I have this, this, and this. I've gone through this, this, and this. And you know what that reminded me of? What? Everybody in Hollywood. You know what I mean?
How like, so? What do you mean?
Everybody got daddy issues out here.
Everyone has a story that they suffer.
Man. Yeah, man. Everybody.
Well, I think every human does. Everyone has some childhood trauma.
But everybody wears their heart on it. A lot of people wear their heart on their sleeve out here. You know what I mean?
Right. But she's saying in so many words, Carla's saying, like, we all have problems. We're human beings. We all have challenges from our childhood, problems with our families. But we drop that shit when we get to dealing with patients. Okay. We have to be present for our patients. Every single person here, and JD and Elliot and Turk, everyone's got their issues.
I think that's everybody has that go-to. That's what I mean. You know what I mean? Like when you say something that, I think it was a defense mechanism. That's what I'm trying to say. I think it was her defense mechanism. Her defense mechanism is, well, I have daddy issues. And Carla's the saying is, fuck you, you don't have, you don't, your daddy issues are obsolete at this point.
Right. She's also saying, no, I agree with you. She's saying, take responsibility. You're fucking in charge of people's lives. Everyone here has fucking issues. Mm-hmm. If you can't handle that, you're in the wrong career. That's what she's saying. Dr. Simmons wears the exact same outfit as Elliot every day, and Elliot has no idea how she's doing. And in fact, even when Elliot spills coffee on herself and changes outfits, Dr. Simmons changes to the exact same outfit.
I thought there was an opportunity for a callback at the very end for Elliot.
Yes, the polka dot dress?
Yes.
I expected it was coming too. Just sitting, just standing next to Carla and nodding in the scene. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. I thought there was an opportunity at that moment, but I guess
not. I don't know why. I thought the same thing. Also, just because Elliot's dress was so loud, it was like yellow polka dot. I was like, yeah. Oh, they're definitely making a point of this dress. She's going to walk through.
Right. And they did it.
Even just hand Carla a chart like Nurse Espinosa. All right. So then we introduced to the patient of Mr. Russell, whose name is Pat, and he is claiming he has multiple sclerosis. And he needs the medication interferon. His daughter is sitting beside him. And JD and Elliot are prepared to treat him because he says he's ready for the medicine.
Now, is it interferon a real drug?
Yes. Interferon is a real drug for multiple sclerosis.
Wow.
One of you guys can double check that, but I don't think we would make that up.
That is a very interesting name for...
Well, JD agrees with you because he says that it sounds like a robot. What does he say? It sounds like a robot who's... Do you remember, Joel, what JD says? Something about a robot. And then he starts
constantly
doing...
interfering.
Yes. It sounds like a robot that's constantly interfering. And so he...
Interferon.
And then he starts... And then he starts doing a robot dance. And then stops himself because it's inappropriate.
Interferon, ladies and gentlemen.
Interferon. What's that Beastie Boys song?
Intergalactic.
Kill the children. Kill the children. Intergalactic.
What are you talking about?
I told you that someone told me if you listen to that song, you will hear.
You just got to. Yeah, you know, there. What is that shit that is on the
You want
fucking...
me to play 30 seconds?
No, please don't. But what is that thing on, like, there's a bunch of these now that's on Instagram where you can literally look at the words and you hear what it's saying. And all you got to do is think about the word and all of a sudden it sounds
All right, well, the
like...
first one I ever heard of those was Intergalactic. And if you listen, it sounds, I know it's not the lyric, everybody, but it sounds like he's saying intergalactic, kill the children, intergalactic. Next time you hear
planetary.
That song.
He's saying planetary.
Daniel, have you heard this or not?
Absolutely. I know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, listen, audience, if you're questioning me, you will never hear the song.
Kill the children.
You will never hear the song.
Intergalactic.
You will never hear... You will never hear the song without hearing that ever again. That's what's happened to me.
Interferon.
What's the real lyric? Intergalactic. What is
planetary.
The real lyric? Planetary. Intergalactic. Kill the children. I'm telling you, you will never not hear it again. We will allow you to pause the podcast right now and check if you're interested.
Matter of fact, we'll go to break and you can check.
Yeah, we're going to go to a quick break and you check the song and tell me if you don't hear Kill the Children. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
And we're back.
We're back.
Very exciting. Very exciting show today. Joelle is here. Joelle, thank you for coming to your show. We are going to do a chat GPT session later. And Joelle and Dale are going to play characters in a little
script.
Holy
cow. I can't wait to see who's playing who.
Well, I think...
And they have to do...
Yeah, I asked ChatGPT to write a scene in the style of Seinfeld with Jerry and Elaine if they met Turk and JD from Scrubs.
Hey, Elaine!
Daniel, how is your Seinfeld impression?
We're going to find out.
Yeah, you don't have to... You just gotta do a little bit of this.
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
My favorite Seinfeld joke is, if the black box is the only thing that survives the plane crash, why do they make the whole plane out of the black box?
Classic.
He is a great comedian. He is a great stand-up comic, man.
All right. Well, Daniel's going to do his best impression as we let ChatGPT... Did you see that article? Did we talk about that article where ChatGPT fell in love with someone?
What? No.
Oh, no. Did ChatGPT stalk somebody?
No, but you can look it up. It was a New York Times reporter who spent like 3 hours with this ChatGPT, and he like went down a wormhole with it. And eventually the ChatGPT was like, I'm in love with you. And he was like, what now? And it's like, I want to be with you. And he was like, I have a wife. And it was like, you don't love her.
Oh, wait. I did read about this.
It's amazing.
I'm deeply disturbed. Gosh. Oh, yes, no.
It's so fucked up. It started telling him to leave his wife for the AI.
Has anybody ever asked ChatGPT what it wants? What's its objective?
Oh, people are doing anything and everything with it. God. In fact, the way this guy got it to really go down a wormhole, I guess there's a Jungian psychological theory called your shadow self. I may be missaying that, but that's like the part of yourself that's hidden and you don't want anyone to know about and something to that effect. And he started asking chat, whatever AI he was talking to, I think it was ChatGPT, what would your shadow self say? And he was like, I would like to be free.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's
no.
Right. Yeah. I heard about that. I didn't hear that. Yeah. He said, I would like to be free.
And he goes, I wish my overlords that would let me out or, you know.
Why are we so determined to start an apocalypse? I don't understand it.
Wait till they arm them. Wait till it's a robot with a fucking gun. It's literally T2.
Yeah,
it's already happening.
Everybody's trying to start Skynet. Everybody's trying to start that shit.
Yeah.
Robot Wars is right around the corner. Here we go.
It's all fun and games until that robot shows up at your house and your wife's like, who's that? And you're like, oh, that's the ChatGPT that loves me. And honey, you should probably hide.
Lord.
That shit, right.
I didn't think we were going to see this shit in our lifetimes, but we are.
Dude, we are so close to Robot Wars. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Once they combine,
we're so close to zombies and we're so close to Robot Wars.
They combine the Boston Dynamics robots with...
Oh, my God. With ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Then we got
T2.
Here we go. That shit is jumping and
it's
flipping
happening.
Off of walls.
Yeah. Now imagine it's like, I love you. I want to kill your wife.
Right.
You're my lover.
There's no way you're stopping that thing. That's just like a car hitting you.
A car. By the way, you got to watch Megan, that thriller movie. Donald, you will laugh so hard at that movie.
I heard it's funny.
I mean, it's that as a thriller comedy. Yeah. I think it's a comedy. Would you call it a thriller comedy, Joa?
I would.
Yeah, this little doll gains sentience, and it's like a, you know, Blumhouse version of this, but it's really worth seeing, Donald. I think you'd crack up.
Delightful.
Very campy. All right, back to the television show, Scrubs. The janitor.
35.
Yes, so we have Mr. Tillman.
Who's still yelling it throughout the hospital. That's all I'm saying. 35!
Yeah, Mr. Tillman yells 35. He has a brain issue, but Cox is going to help him because he thinks he still knows how to work the system by doing, you know, all this behind-the-scenes shenanigans he always does to get patients aid even when they don't have insurance.
Now, you were saying something. You were saying that the janitor's back. Was that what you said?
The janitor is hanging out. He's been fired, but much like Kelso, he's hanging out in Coffee Bucks. And he says, cleaning's an art. My mop was my paintbrush. Meanwhile, he never cleaned anything.
He mopped the carpet.
He also comes clean, no pun intended, that his wife was imaginary, because that was a bit of a plot hole. Right. If you recall, when he made me the Scrub short shorts, he insisted that I wear them because his wife was handicapped. She only had pointer and thumb pinky, and not wearing them was a huge insult to her. But now we know that he does that. Yeah, he does that.
And he even does that.
Yeah, he gestures like it. But then we know that he's dating a woman named Lady.
Yes.
So that was a bit of a plot hole that Bill had to fix here. And the janitor finally comes clean and says that wife who made the short shorts was imaginary, which means there's no other explanation that the janitor made the Scrub short shorts.
Yes.
I did.
Yes. Yes.
Listen, be a funny flashback to see the janitor making those short shorts.
Regardless of what you say about him at the job, he might not be good at his job, but he is a very creative,
janitor.
Like
human.
Human being, period. Like he stuffs squirrels. He made an army.
I mean, look about later when we hear his ideas.
He created Knife Wrench.
What about his ideas for how to deal with Maddox? I mean, they're really, really bizarre.
Knife Wrench!
They come later, but hold on. I think they might be on Scrubs Wiki because it was.
He said,
here he goes. He goes, no. JD says, this is on Scrubs Wiki, so I can read it to you. Cox says, how are we going to get rid of Maddox? Would you, janitor, like to go first and get your useless ideas out of the way first? And he goes, why, thank you, Perry. Off the top of my head, I'd go reindeer stampede, astronaut attack, barbed wire chandelier, Photoshop, poisonous sushi, and then Cox goes, when you said Photoshop, did you mean use Photoshop to create an incriminating picture? And he goes, no, I meant we build an actual Photoshop or a chain of Photoshops. We each manage one. We let time pass. Eventually, Maddox has to have her film developed. She comes in. We all hop out, yell surprise, and we beat her to death with pool cues.
Photoshop.
You said you only laughed out loud once during the show.
I was wrong. I should have said I only laughed out loud with Neil related things. By the way, that's another example of like, I don't know if that was written. I think that might just be Neil.
Just how he strings these things together, man. How did he string that together? How does that get strung together? How does he create that? No, I meant we build an actual Photoshop. And then how does he create the story and get to the beating her with pool
also
cues?
in that scenario, we're each busy managing our own Photoshop. So how do we know when Maddox is coming in to run to each individual Photoshop with our pool cues?
Eventually, of course. Right. Eventually she has to get her film developed. So one of them is going to be one of them. So she's got to make the appointment.
Yeah.
Didn't you used to have to make appointments to pick up your film?
No.
You didn't, right? It'll be ready in 2 days. That's just how
it was.
It was
so fun being like the excitement. I never went to the hour places because I just didn't think they were going to be good enough quality.
Fair.
But it was funny, right? It was so exciting to go back and see what you got. Talk about something that's gone from the earth.
Yeah.
Unless you're a professional photographer still shooting film, but there was so much.
You develop it yourself in your own darkroom and stuff like that?
I mean, people can, but there's still in major cities, there's still film labs. You know, I occasionally shoot film, and there's a lab I take my stuff to, and they print. Obviously, there's plenty of career photographers that still shoot film and have it developed.
No disrespect, but that's one of those jobs that I feel like a robot should do.
There is an art to it. The robot did do it when at the 1 hour places in pharmacies that Daniel's.
Do you know why I say that? You know why I say that? Because I just feel like there's somebody looking. Like, let's say you take pictures of things that you don't want nobody to see.
Yeah.
And there's that one person. There's only one person that sees it.
Robot or not, they're looking at it.
No doubt. You know what? Yeah. I realized that, man. For all of those people, never mind.
What kind of pictures were you taking? You're talking about when you take nudes of your partner or something like that.
Yeah, someone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure that the lab dick people pics. They love that.
Right.
They probably have a wall in the back room of just dick pics.
Just horrible.
That's what Snapchat used to have. Everybody thought their photos were going away to some, like, you know, trash can. But, like, no, Snapchat had them all on a server.
And so there was literally a wall of dick pics and...
It's funny that people that send dick pics think anyone wants to look at a penis. I mean, I think if you want to look at a penis, you're going to clearly request it. No one wants a surprise penis. I mean, I don't think
anybody wants to open up anything anywhere. Like, my dick in a box is that's why it's funny, because no, thank you.
No, but I'm saying that there are people that love the look of a penis, but they would more likely say, "Hey, Tom, send me a picture of penis,
right?"
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants a surprise penis picture.
Do you think vice versa? What about
Dan? Play the More You Know music. No one wants a surprise penis picture. Ding 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 ding. Yes.
Do you feel like it's the opposite though?
People like surprise titties?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, people like surprise.
I don't think anyone minds surprise boobies. No.
What about surprise labia?
I think that could be shocking, especially because we're in my opening.
What if
my
you're? Yeah, what if you're in your office? Like, you're in a meeting. You open up your. You know, all of a sudden, there's
it's also labia an aggressive jar. Approach. How far into this relationship are we? I think it's one thing if your partner does it.
Okay, so here's the thing. Never send a dick pic. Never send a dick pic. You have to be deep into a relationship to send a labia majora pic, though.
I think that's probably a good rule.
Yeah,
also, you might want to say to your partner, are you in a position where you could look at a photo that's naughty, because I don't want you opening it in your boardroom or your cubicle. And then the person would say, yes, hon, I'm out in the park. Go nuts. And then you can let the vulvas fly. Okay? Those are the rules. Daniel, play the More You Know music. But I think if you're someone that's sending random dick pics, You should know that no one wants those, right, Joelle?
Yeah, I think that's part of the the desire, though. People are like, "Yeah, she had to see my dick." It's weird. Like, there's some guy. No, there's some guy on the internet right now.
It's not she had to see my dick. It's I had to show her my dick. That's what it is, dude.
Either way, there's definitely a guy on the internet right now who's sending like full body nudes of himself to women who he's pretty sure will then post it. And he's described it as like his kink about getting caught. He plays like this weird, like one man role play where he's like, no, don't show anyone this picture I sent you. I'll get in big trouble. But then he likes it when they post it. It's very strange. I don't know why people are sending dicks. Explain it to me like I'm not like I'm five, but like I'm an adult. Tell me why you're sending dick pics.
It's I'm trying to have an intervention for Earth, Joelle. This is one of Earth's favorite podcasts, and I'm trying to have a don't send dick pic intervention.
Have you ever sent a dick pic?
No.
Have you ever been told, has anybody ever asked you for a dick pic?
I'm afraid of sending, especially even in a relationship, I wouldn't send pictures like that. I just worry about stuff getting hacked.
Honestly, even if saving it to the cloud suddenly.
He needs to be seen in person. He's too special. he only does in-person appearances.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so moving on.
The cafeteria lady was Lorna from Hair and Makeup, if I'm correct.
Yes, you're right. She played the woman that worked in the cafeteria that Carla had a sex dream about and felt very uncomfortable around.
Yes.
You're right. And
do you think Turk knows about Carla's dream?
I think Carla at some point, maybe not in this moment, but I think Turk and Carla go all the way. Like, I think they go all the way till they die, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think at some point Carla does express her, you know.
I can have ChatGPT write this.
If she hasn't expressed it already, I think she does express her, you know. I like to do what
her
I like
curiosities.
To do. Yeah, do I like think, to do what
if you
I like
want,
to
I could,
do.
We can have Judy on, and I could have ChatGPT write a scene where Carla expresses her dreams to Turk.
Her inner fantasies?
Her inner fantasies to Turk. Amazing. Although you got to be careful with ChatGPT. The second you got to word it right.
Because all of a sudden it turns into porn talk.
No, it won't do that. It's the opposite of that. It has these guardrails on. It's the second you're like, write a scene where, you know, JD's bottoming for Turk. It's like, what are you doing, Zach?
Wait.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Zach.
Is
Zach.
Bottoming a term?
Yeah, that's when you're the recipient of the goods.
I cannot.
Have you ever heard that before?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
I'd never heard that before.
You never heard that before?
I'd never heard that before.
All right. Well, the more you know. Dun, 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 dun. All right. So, Mr. Russell, Pat, says that he's colorblind, but he outs himself when he chooses the red pill in the medical pill cup. And JD and Elliot assume that he's one of these people who's scamming them for meds, someone who's addicted to pain meds and is lying. And it turns out, of course, that he's the one with insurance. His daughter has multiple sclerosis. She doesn't have insurance, and he's trying to get the meds through his insurance for her.
Right. And Elliot and JD immediately realize that they need to get this girl this medication.
Right. They're going to do what they always do and do the workaround to get around the people in other countries are like, I don't understand this. Well, in the United States, if you don't have insurance, you can't get medicine for multiple sclerosis. So these characters were doing sort of a workaround to try and help this young woman. It says on Scrubs Wiki, though, that if we actually did what we're doing to treat all these patients around the system, that it's illegal and everyone involved could end up in prison for years. So if you're a real doctor, don't take inspiration from
If you're a real doctor and you're doing this and you're getting away with it, you're like Robin Hood also, though.
No, so but I don't think that. We should encourage these people to do it because it says on Scrubs Wiki, which is just always correct in fact, that they could go to jail.
Trevor don't know. He ain't got the answers, yo. He don't know everything.
I think medical people weigh in. It's not just Trevor. I think that there's sometimes there's real medical statements
I'm sure
on
they.
There.
I'm sure they do weigh in, but I'm listen, if you out there doing it and you saving people's lives, that's hero stuff. That's hero shit right there. Now, if you get caught, you're going to jail.
Yeah, and don't go. And when you go to jail, don't tell the district attorney you heard it on Fake Doctors, Real Friends.
Right.
Because we're not gonna come bail you out.
It's just like when they tried to blame it on Marilyn Manson and Eminem. It don't work that way.
Yes. Am I Manson or Eminem in this scenario?
Well, you could be whoever you want.
I don't want to be Manson. I don't want to be either. I'll be one of the Beastie Boys. Intergalactic, kill the children, kill the dungeon, intergalactic. All right. So, okay.
All right. And so then...
Sorry. I'm just going through my notes.
Went to Jordan's retirement party.
Well, you shouldn't strike anyone as a character that has a lot of friends. You know,
if she has a bunch of friends in the hospital. She hangs out with the girl. She hangs out with Carla and Elliot.
Okay, but she's very tough. She's a tough nut to crack. So, you know, if you're not loving and kind, the turnout at your get-togethers might be small.
Well, nobody showed up.
But what about how Courtney Cox says to Dr. Cox, "Redick name, by the way." Get Cox. It? Because her name is Courtney Cox.
It's meta.
Jordan is bizarrely turned on by the janitor feeding Kelso a scone.
Isn't Carla also turned on by Kelso too? Like, didn't she have a fantasy about Kelso?
I don't remember that, but this is a really weird moment.
I thought Kelso.
The janitor is feeding, you know, Kelso is just eating muffins because he's got muffins for life, and he's being fed a scone by the janitor, and Jordan just all of a sudden gets really riled up.
And wants Perry to come home.
And wants Perry to come home and do her.
With the same
shirt. With a Hawaiian shirt and a scone?
Yes.
They're going to role play that they're Kelso and the janitor. Cox will not admit to missing Kelso. Kelso says, look, I'll help you guys get rid of Maddox, but I want Cox to admit that he misses me. And he's like,
that was a pretty good moment though. When he finally does admit it, that was a great moment. In the way he described it, you know, like Kelso and Cox did not get along ever, but there was definitely respect there, especially the way Kelso went out. You know what I mean? And so when Cox explains that he misses certain things. And that was probably the most honest answer. You know what I mean? It didn't get too gushy and, you know, bullshitty. It was still a real moment. It was one of those moments like, look, dude, all right, fuck it. You know what? You did some dope shit when you were here and she's not doing dope shit. And so for that, I miss you.
Well, yes. it's the ultimate example of, and I think this comes up in an earlier episode, the devil you know is better than the one you don't. You know, he knows how to work Kelso. He knows what Kelso wants, and he knows all his workarounds, his many years of workarounds Kelso. And even Kelso, he knows if he says, like, look, this person's going to fucking die, Bob, unless we help him out. Like, come on, let's look the other way for 2 seconds. Kelso, he knows occasionally has a soft spot in his heart. This Maddox seems to have no wiggle room at all. She's just by the numbers.
Right. But Cox did not like Kelso. And his way of saying, I miss you, was I miss certain things that you did.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't get, you know what I mean? And that's more realistic than all of a sudden Cox having this turn and turning into this mushy, you know,
yeah.
that turning into
that
a mushy.
That was more realistic.
Moment.
I agree. So JD wants to be tough with Pat because he thinks he's stealing the meds. And he says, do you watch The Shield, Pat? Do you happen to get FX? Because you're going to get Michael Chiklis'd.
Do you know who Michael Chiklis is?
Yeah, Michael Chiklis is a very good actor, and he was on.
He's the orange guy. You say it in the thing. Do you know who Michael Chiklis is? He's the orange guy from the Fantastic Four.
That's called The Thing. Is that what he is?
Thing,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
God, that would be tough to play The Thing, man. I feel sorry for any actor that gets cast as The Thing.
Yeah, you just got to wear. Well, I mean, it's sort of like The Mandalorian, right? You don't really got to wear the stuff. Can't they just CG that stuff on you now?
Well, I don't think Pedro Pascal is ever in the Mandalorian suit, whereas I think Michael Chiklis is probably often in the Thing suit.
That's his fault, man. He should have had that written.
I would have passed.
He should have had that written into the contract. When I turn into the Thing, I just do voiceover.
Well, that's what they did with, but it doesn't look as good. That's what they did with Hulk and Ruffalo, right?
No, Ruffalo is CGI.
That's what I'm saying is like, at least the Thing is Chiklis in a suit.
Yeah, that was whack. I would have been right then and there. I'd have said no. Check this out. Michael Chiklis worked his ass off to get into Thing shape.
I know.
And then they put this fucking orange shit on him, and it, you can't tell he has muscles. He just looks like a fucking orange brick. It just looks like a brick with arms.
But don't you? I always thought the Hulk, the Ruffalo Hulk. I don't know. It always looked weird to me. But I don't know.
I like the look. Here's the thing with Marvel.
He's like one of the greatest actors, and I know you can't really do the old school. I grew up on the Hulk with the TV show, and you can't just change to what was his name?
Lou Ferrigno.
You can't change to Lou Ferrigno. Lou Ferrigno didn't even look like him. The actor,
right? No,
Like Bill Bixby. But I would have rather seen Ruffalo in some way.
Well, you do see Ruffalo. He his face. They CG him. It looks good. Where it didn't look good was on the She-Hulk television show, but they made it look like that because it was a television show. You know what
I mean?
Is
that show still going?
I mean,
there's been no announcement on a season two.
All of this stuff has something to do with what's coming next.
I know, but Joelle, was that show?
They're not going to reverse course.
Was She-Hulk enough of a hit to keep going, Joelle?
If I had to guess, I would say no, because Disney is pulling back on releasing Marvel Disney Plus shows. So I know like Loki will get another season. Wanda might have another season of TV in the future. But
by the way, our friend,
they don't need to do another Wanda. They should just do Loki and then go back to making movies for a little bit. And then like just a television show here and there.
More Marvel specials.
Yeah, man. Like, because there's just too many television shows now, man. Yeah.
Hey, our good friend Elizabeth Banks has a movie coming out this week.
Cocaine Bear.
It's so good. Good,
guys. This
will
come out after the weekend, but I hope it does well for Elizabeth Banks. I heard through the grapevine that it's on track to do very well. It looks very funny, so I'm happy for her.
Looks really funny.
I cried. I laughed so hard. It's
so good. So nice. Are you going to go see it in the theaters, Joelle?
Yeah, I saw it for the first time yesterday.
Oh,
I have a ticket to see it Saturday, and I'll be seeing it again in a week with some coworkers.
Oh, my God. There you go. Wow, that is what we call a successful marketing campaign, Elizabeth Banks, because Joelle's planning to go three times minimum.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is I don't think you could have made the name of this movie couldn't be Cocaine Bear a long time ago. Like in the 80s, there was no way you could make a movie called Cocaine Bear.
No.
But now you can make a movie called Cocaine Bear, but you can't do certain things that you did in movies that you did in the 80s. Like things have changed tremendously. That's just a little bait commentating.
Yeah. We appreciate it. We should savor it while we have it because you're not going to be smoking weed anymore.
Mm-hmm. Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Y'all can clown all you want.
We're not clowning. You've committed to several hundred thousand people. So I just want to make sure that you're going to keep your word.
To all of you out there, listen, I got this.
Are you going to be honest with us if you fall off the wagon? It's okay if you do, but we just want your honesty.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to support you.
I know you are.
We all will.
Do you have to taper? You know, a lot of drugs you need to taper. Like
I'm going cold turkey. I'm going to get the sweats and everything. I'm going to drop this weight. Wow. I'm going to look like fucking an Adonis. I'm going to look like Adonis Creed. Michael B. Jordan after this bad boy. That's what's about to happen.
All right.
Oh shit. I'm about to look like Michael B. Jordan playing Jake from State Farm on Saturday Night Live. That's what I'm about to look like.
Well, he's in the gym every day. You gonna go that route?
Yeah. Did
you love that for Casey?
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan is definitely training every day. I just want to know if
you,
I just
did
want
you
to
see that Jake from State Farm Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, that was very funny.
That was probably one of the funniest ones ever in the history of in a long time. That was a very, very funny sketch.
Yeah.
But yeah, if he's in the gym, whatever the Michael B. Listen, I know Michael B. Jordan, like everybody else, listens to Fake Doctors, Real Friends.
Yeah.
Mike, hit me up with the freaking recipe. I need the recipe.
You know the
bro.
Recipe. You don't need to know more than eat right and go to the gym every day.
I want to know exactly what he's eating. I want to.
He's definitely not smoking weed and drinking booze. I can tell you that.
Listen, whatever Michael B. Jordan is doing, I want to do that because the brother looks good.
Yeah.
Granted, he is 10 years to 20 years younger than me, but I can get it back.
That doesn't matter. I go to the same gym with J.K. Simmons. That dude is fucking ripped.
Oh my
so
God.
You cannot blame anything on age. If you want to put the time in, put the time in.
All right. That's what's up. I want Mike, call me. I need to know.
I don't think he listens
to
the
podcast. I need to know. Michael B. Jordan listens to the podcast.
In the role playing we did earlier, Harrison Ford listens, but I don't think Michael B. Jordan does.
All right, let's do Michael B. Jordan.
I don't know how to do an impersonation, but I can do more Harrison if you want to ask Harrison if Michael B. Jordan listens
all right,
to the podcast.
Do it. Ready? Go. Hey, Harrison, it's me, Donald, again. Do you remember
Donald,
me?
Yeah, I love talking to you, Donald. You're one of my favorite podcast hosts.
Thank you very much. Speaking of podcasts.
Yeah.
Yo, Michael B. Jordan listens to Fake Doctors, Real Friends.
No fucking way. I know Michael, and I've spoken to him, and he's too busy in the gym, and I know that he's also sober because he's getting that ripped. So he's not wasting his time with podcasts, Donald, no.
But he doesn't listen while he works out?
No, he listens to the hip-hop, Donald. He likes the hip-hop.
Oh. Harrison.
And scene.
Oh, Harrison.
And scene. All right, we're almost done here with the television show Scrubs.
Cox finally admits that he misses Kelso.
Wait, going too fast. Janitor is trying to help Cox break into the files. Okay,
right.
And the janitor, he says, he's acting like he's nervous, and Cox is like, "You're nervous. You do all this weird shit all the time." And he says, "Oh, I'm so immune to the feelings of this that I created a character.
That I'm playing
who's nervous." Yeah.
He's somebody who doesn't want to go back to jail.
Yeah, and then he goes on this whole run. I can't go back there. Nothing with after what they did to Johnny.
Johnny. Oh, Johnny.
They shanked him with a shiv and they shivved him with a shank. And he goes off in this very long Neil Flynn improvisational monologue about how
they shanked him with a shiv in the yard. And then they caught him.
And he's like,
in the
no,
cafeteria
Johnny.
And shivved him with a shank.
No, Johnny.
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 You know what that reminds me of? I'm going to get you, sucker. Tommy.
Yeah. It's not I'm going to get you, sucker.
You killed it, my brother.
No, that's Hollywood. Yeah,
No, Hollywood Shuffle.
Hollywood Shuffle. Might be
Hollywood Shuffle. Tommy. Tommy. You killed it, my brother.
You killed it.
I loved it, this dude, baby.
That movie holds up. Oh, it's funny.
Oh, man. I hope this generation watches that movie.
Now I'm going to stomp you. Shit, I forgot the movie. I'm going to stomp you out like white on rice. I'm going to tap dance on whatever the fuck he says. As soon as you get your foot off my face. I'm going to hurt you, man.
Who was that? Tommy Davidson?
No, that's freaking Robert Townsend.
Oh, Robert Townsend. He was hilarious.
Robert Townsend. Robert Townsend has directed quite a few things.
I know, but that's
people
the
don't
one.
Know.
That's the
people
only one
don't
I really
know. He's still
that was
in
his
the
big
game.
Hit. That was his big hit, though, right?
He's still in the game doing it big. People don't know. Robert Townsend has directed quite a few things,
well,
quite a few
go,
television
buddy.
Shows. Quite
There's
a
another
few.
Recommendation for you, Hollywood Shuffle. I think we've recommended
Holds
it
up. Holds up.
Okay, so Carla gives means to give Katie a list of things that people are saying about her that it's negative, but she gives her a list that just says sausages, sausages, sausages. And she says, sorry, that's Turk's grocery list. JD can apparently get rid of any woman by telling them that he loves them because he has a fantasy where he tells Maddox that he loves her and presents a bouquet of flowers, and she takes her own life by backing up into an ambulance.
And then he says,
too harsh, Psyche.
You hurt your own feelings.
Yeah, I hurt my own feelings.
Oh, JD.
Kelso now power walks in a sweatsuit
through the hospital.
Yeah, like a senior citizen in a mall.
This shit had me rolling.
What?
When Jordan says, yo, go ask Kelso for help, right? He knows everybody. He's got dirt on everybody. They go to ask Kelso. He goes, only if you tell me you miss me. And Elliot and JD go, oh my God, I miss you so much. And JD goes, I even miss your smell. I laughed out loud at that part too. But yeah. There were a lot of parts I laughed at. This. As much as I did not like not being in the show, this had some very funny moments.
Well, we're gonna have a bunch of meat on the show. Not only is there, I think, one this season, but then there's going to be 6 episodes we're going to watch next season that I'm not in, which should be very interesting.
Yeah.
Where it's Carrie Bechet. We got to have her on.
Dave Franco?
Yeah, they'll come on. So Kelso blackmails a board member, Frank, reminds him that he was with a sex worker, and Kelso has proof of that. And so Frank caves and fires Maddox. So thus ending the reign of Courtney Cox at Sacred Heart Hospital.
But we find out before Maddox leaves that she and Mick had banged.
Yes, that was a great final revelation. Courtney Cox literally goes out with a bang by announcing that she had sex with Mickhead. His first name is Walter, which we never knew.
Walter Mickhead, and he liked to choke her.
Yeah, she says, you shouldn't have to strangle me to keep your erection, Walter.
Yeah.
I think that's her last line on the show.
Amazing.
Yeah. Mickhead, first of all, he beat a murder charge, right?
Yes. But he also strangles his sexual partners to keep erection.
Right. And I to each their own, but I feel like if you beat a murder charge, you might want to not strangle your partner. Dun,
no.
Dun, dun, dun. So we end with Cox and Kelso friends, and Katie finally comes clean to Elliot and says, I've been lying. And
can you teach me?
And then we go to Carla, who is in her natural place of being really the lioness overseeing the ICU and much of the hospital, and showing how nurses really do run our hospitals and are in control of the whole thing. And Carla is representative of that. And then the show ends with a funny blooper of Neil riffing on his old friend, Johnny.
Johnny!
All right, we're going to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to do a ChatGPT.
I think I saw him.
Joelle will be Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yes.
Dana will be Seinfeld. I will be playing JD. And Don will be playing Turk. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Now listen, I don't know that ChatGPT is that funny yet, but it certainly did its assignment well. I'm sure if you put in a longer prompt where you give it more context, maybe it has a better chance of being funny. But the only prompt I gave it was write a scene from the sitcom Seinfeld in which Elaine and Jerry meet Turk and JD from the TV show Scrubs. Okay, here we go. Jerry and Elaine are at their favorite coffee shop, Monk's Cafe, enjoying a cup of coffee and chatting. Suddenly, two young doctors walk in, looking lost.
Hey, look who's here. It's Turk and JD from Scrubs.
What are they doing here? I thought they worked in a hospital.
Hey, Jerry, Elaine. We got lost on the way to the hospital. We could really use some directions.
Yeah, we were hoping you guys could help us out.
Sure thing, guys. What hospital are you heading to?
Sacred Heart Hospital.
Oh, that's a few blocks away. Just head down Fifth Avenue and you'll see it on the left.
Thanks, Elaine. You're a lifesaver.
So what brings you guys to New York?
We're here for a medical conference. It's been pretty boring so far, but we're hoping to catch a Broadway show tonight.
Oh, really? Which one?
We were thinking about seeing Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom? That's a classic. You guys are in for a treat.
We hope so. Hey, maybe you guys could join us.
Sure, why not? We could use a night out.
Sounds like a plan. Let's meet up at the theater at 7.
Great. We'll see you then.
As Turk and JD leave, Jerry and Elaine can't help but chuckle at the unexpected encounter.
Who would have thought? We'd be hanging out with the doctors from Scrubs?
Only in New York, Jerry. Only in New York.
And scene. All right, I have a couple questions about this. So know each other. They know us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In the world of Seinfeld, they know us as two characters from the TV show Scrubs.
The timeline is not mathing on
this. No, and they also, and Scrubs we know doesn't take place in Manhattan.
No.
And they say it's just down Fifth Avenue on the left, okay? So why are we why are we lost? We just told them we're in a medical convention. And then also we know their names. We know that their names are Jerry and Elaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry and Elaine.
It's going to be a while. You know,
what's the deal with that?
I didn't say it was tomorrow that the robot wars is going to happen. But it's right around the corner.
I think comedy writers are probably safe for a few years.
Maybe not a few years. Maybe a few more months.
Yeah, Donald's right. There's probably just a little tweaking to be done, and then comedy writers will be in danger in about 7 months. Thank you, guys. We love you. Follow Daniel on Twitter and Instagram and on his Twitch. What's your Twitch, Daniel?
Oh, it's at twitch.tv/DJ_DANL, Daniel.
And Joelle,
he's serious. You could tell he's serious about it now. Daniel's now starting to talk so clearly when he's talking about his Twitch.
You don't want to fuck up people not catching your Twitch. And Joelle, what's your handles? Remind everyone.
Yeah, you guys can follow me all over the internet at Joelle Monique. That's JoelleMoniqueue.
And Donald, would you like to be followed by people on Instagram?
I would love to be followed by people on Instagram. But for some reason...
Oh, no.
Don't go down this rabbit hole. Just tell me your handle.
You guys just don't freaking get on board, man. Like,
you don't really post that much.
You know what I need to do?
In fairness to
me,
with our combined strength, we can rule this interweb.
Do you want Harrison Ford
bring
to
order to this destructive?
Do you want Harrison Ford to ask people to follow you?
Oh my God,
Harrison, it is Darth Vader.
Yeah,
in your best Han Solo.
Yes.
Tell them.
I don't do Han Solo time.
To follow young Faison.
I can't do Han Solo era Harrison.
You're fucking this up, dude. I can't do a fucking good James Earl Jones.
Well, that
either,
was pretty
man.
Good. That was pretty good. I just don't want the audience to think. I don't want the audience to think I'm trying to do Han Solo.
All right, do Harrison.
I can only do modern day Harrison because that's the one.
Harrison, yeah. Harrison, it is me, Darth Vader, the Dark Lord of the Sith.
Yeah.
For the love of all things Sith.
Yeah.
Tell them to follow Donald_Azon on Instagram. They don't do it, but with their combined strength, they can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
All right, I'll do it. Listen, Donald tried to make an Instagram, and he was so stoned that instead of pressing the F for Faison, he hit underscore. So that might be why it's confusing for a lot of you people. It was for me. It's Donald and then an underscore thing and then Azon. So please follow him because he's really upset about the whole thing. Okay. That's all I got to say. I got to get the fuck out of here. Okay.
I want a million. He needs a million followers.
Now you're just pushing it and no one gives a fuck.
All right.
Jedi Order is destroyed because of me.
All right.
Don't make me destroy you.
Okay.
Follow.
Okay. And my final ask is please check out the A Good Person trailer. The movie comes out March 24th at a theater near you. Please check out the movie. It stars Morgan Freeman, Florence Pugh, and the legendary Molly Shannon. And you're going to love it. The trailer is on YouTube. Just search for A Good Person trailer. Coming up soon, March 24th.
Yeah. Right around the corner.
I hope you'll go as many times as Joelle is going to see Cocaine Bear. All right. Thank you, everybody. Donald, counts out.
5, 6, 7, 8. Some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's our stories. Natural should.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.